Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Technically Speaking, an Intel podcast. When you think about the future, what kind of technology do you envision? Whatever the future holds, artificial intelligence will undoubtedly be at the heart of it all. Join Graham Class as he hosts Season 2 of Technically Speaking, an Intel podcast, and hears from the minds transforming healthcare, retail, entertainment, personal computing, and more with the help of AI. Tune in every other Tuesday and explore the latest technology that's changing our world today and creating a more accessible tomorrow. Listen to Technically Speaking, an Intel podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Let's clear out winter and clean up the lawn with Spring Black Friday savings at the Home Depot. Right now, get the Ryobi One Plus leaf blower for just $89 and make your lawn work easier with a powerful 90 miles an hour of clearing power. And with convenient online shopping, you can order on the app, pick up in store, and get outside sooner. Get your yard spring ready with the Ryobi One Plus leaf blower, now just $89 during Spring Black Friday at the Home Depot. How doers get more done.
Today's episode is brought to you by Canva. We're all looking for ways to make an impact at work, but not all of us are skilled in visual design. Canva helps you get your point across, simply and beautifully. It's easy to design Canva presentations, docs, whiteboards, and videos. You start with a designer-made template and customize it with your content. Plus, add graphics, charts, and more from Canva's massive media library. Whatever department you work in, Canva is perfect for any task. Sales decks, hiring docs, marketing brainstorms, employee videos, you name it. Anyone at work can design with Canva. Start designing today at canva.com. Designed for work.
The Kakadu plum is an Australian native superfood containing 100 times more vitamin C than oranges. So why have you never heard of it? PR. No one's drinking a Kakadu smoothie? I'm JB Smoove, and that was a full episode of my new podcast, Straightforward, inspired by guaranteed straightforward pricing from AT&T Fiber. Get what you want without the complicated. AT&T Fiber, live like a gigillionaire. Available wherever you get your podcast. Limited availability in select areas. Visit AT&T.com/hypergig for details.
Welcome to Brainstuff, a production of iHeartRadio.
Hey, Brainstuff, Lauren Vogelbaum here. The U.S. Capitol stands now as the foremost architectural symbol of America. More than the White House, more than the various monuments that dot Washington, D.C.'s landscape, the Capitol building, perched magnificently for more than two centuries on a hill overlooking the city, in many ways is America. It's where the legislative dirty work of democracy is done. The Capitol building, befitting its status, is visited under normal circumstances by more than 3 million people every year. Tourists, school kids, and international visitors mingle over the roughly 4 acres of grounds on which the Capitol building sits. The builders envisioned that kind of interest, if not in those numbers, perhaps. They saw that the Capitol would become a symbol for the nation, and thus decided that it should reflect the majesty of the ideas that the United States represents. For the article this episode is based on, HowStuffWorks spoke via email with Christopher J. Howard, a professor in the School of Architecture and Planning at the Catholic University of America in Washington, D.C. He said, as a new nation, it was important to set a tone and establish a physical manifestation of the ideas and aspiration that this new nation represented, important for its own sake, but also relative to the world in projecting a confident identity of democratic values in a new republic, meant to endure and be timeless. Settling on exactly how those ideals should be architecturally expressed, though, was hardly self-evident. In the end, it was the result of a competition dreamed up by Secretary of State Thomas Jefferson and judged by Jefferson, President George Washington, and the commissioners of the District of Columbia. French engineer Pierre-Charles L'Enfant, who laid out the blueprint for Washington, D.C. and the placement of the Capitol on what was then known as Jenkins Hill, was expected to design the Capitol building. But after he refused to submit plans, he was said to have it all planned out in his head, Jefferson suggested an open competition. The judges received 17 entrants. They weren't thrilled with any of them. The plans came from French, German, and Italian architects, among others, and all tried to reflect what they thought the fledgling country stood for. From the Library of Congress archives, quote, "Most competitors drew upon Renaissance architectural models, either filtered through the lens of 18th century English and American Georgian traditions, or based directly on buildings illustrated in Renaissance treatises. The Capitol competition coincided with nascent neoclassicism in America, in which forms and details from Greek and Roman architecture were revived. Three of the competition entries were inspired by ancient classical buildings." Many of those plans, if they had been realized, would have given a distinctly different flavor to the building from what we have come to know. Irish architect James Dymond's vision, for example, featured a string of arched windows on the first floor, and the building was capped by a modest dome. Frenchman Stephen Hallett provided a fancy plan in the neoclassical style that was relatively well received, but would have made snowy DC winters difficult. William Thornton, a physician trained in Scotland, submitted a late idea, allowed by the largely disappointed judges, that envisioned a three-section building, a center portion topped by a low dome in the style of the Pantheon in Rome, and two sections on both sides of it, one for the House of Representatives and one for the Senate. Washington lauded Thornton's work for its, quote, "grandeur, simplicity, and convenience." The amateur architect's plans were ultimately chosen, and Thornton won $500 and a plot of land in Washington, D.C. for his efforts. Howard said, "Thornton was able to step in with an inspired design idea that clearly resonated with the selection commission. A part of that success, I believe, is attributed to showing a design that resembles what had already been implied in Pierre L'Enfant's plan for Washington, D.C., which already had purchase in terms of the physical imagining of what a Capitol building might promise." Work on the U.S. Capitol began in 1793. By 1800, though the building wasn't anywhere near finished, the Congress, the Library of Congress, the Supreme Court, and the courts of the District of Columbia moved in. The Congress and Supreme Court had been meeting at Federal Hall in New York City and in Congress Hall in Philadelphia. And with that, American democracy had its permanent home. Through the years, the Capitol has undergone many changes, though never straying far from Thornton's neoclassical vision. The building was set aflame by the British in the War of 1812, almost burning to the ground on August 24th of 1814. In the second half of the 19th century, a major renovation and expansion took place, more than doubling the length of the Capitol. In 1856, an almost 4,500-ton iron dome replaced a much smaller copper-covered wooden dome over the center section of the building. In 1863, the 19.5-foot, that's 6-meter, nearly 15,000-pound or 7,000-kilo Statue of Freedom was hoisted to the top of the new dome. Terraces were added over the years, grounds were improved, renovations were made, and in 2008, the largest project in the Capitol's history opened— a 580,000-square-foot, that's 54,000-square-meter, visitor center, located completely underground on the east side of the Capitol, as so not to ruin Thornton's original vision. Howard said, "The end product in many ways seems inevitable, by virtue of the many people involved being guided by the same essential good idea and language, along with basic principles and goals for our nation in mind. This is truly a democratic building, and it shows that as a result. I do think it still stands for what Thornton and Jefferson envisioned because it is not a subjective, arbitrary application of architectural language. It is what it was always intended to be and will continue to do so." Today's episode is based on the article, "How the U.S. Capitol's Design Was Chosen by Public Competition" on HowStuffWorks.com, written by John Donovan. Brainstuff is a production of iHeartRadio in partnership with HowStuffWorks.com and is produced by Tyler Klang. For more podcasts from iHeartRadio, visit the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to your favorite shows.
There's a lot of pros to drinking Health Aid kombucha. No cons that I can think of. Pro, amazing taste. Pro, pairs well with anything. Pro, probiotic. That's a literal pro. And it's deliciously refreshing. It's the perfect pairing to your meal or great on its own, whether you're having Pink Lady Apple, Berry Lemonade, or one of the other great flavors. It's the perfect swap for soda or alcohol. Make it part of your daily routine. Look for the brown bottle with an anchor on it and try Health Aid Kombucha today.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.